This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Stop and show. We are on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too. At the Team 980. It is time for us to play a game on this very silly radio show. And Anthony, I will admit I have a little bit of mixed feelings about this game that we're about to play. And here's why. When I was younger, and just a younger broadcaster, a younger person, a younger human, younger sports fan, it used to really drive me nuts when broadcasters, sports broadcasters, who I felt like were supposed to know stuff about stuff, didn't. When I was like, I know more about this than you. Why don't I have your job? And they'd like make fun of how much they didn't know. And now I'm about to become that broadcaster. But there's just a reality that, especially for me as a local host, like my number one thing that I feel like I'm responsible for to do my job is to be a bona fide expert to the best of my abilities on the Washington Commanders. And I think on this show, we do a remarkably good job at that. We have a lot of resources, including the fact that I get to talk with Logan Paulson a lot, but also great friends that I made on the beat and connections and sources that I made while I was on the beat. And I've done a lot of studying, and I make sure that when it comes to the Washington Commanders, that I can comfortably say, like, I know what the hell's going on. I have a good view on things, and that is why most of you come to this show. I also try to do that for the Wizards, because I'm someone who has covered the NBA for a long time, knows basketball really well, and, like, I make no bones about that. If you're going to be that into one thing, there's going to be other things that you're not as good on. And as my life has gone on, and the farther away I've gotten from college, college basketball is something that has just not been on my radar as much. And thus, every year, March Madness comes around, and you would think you would turn into your sports talk shows, and they'd be like, oh, all right, let me tell you about the tournament. And like Kevin Sheehan's got that covered. He can tell you everything about Maryland and about every other team in this tournament. This ain't that show. And so while you're caring about college basketball, and also I think there's a realization, Anthony, that there's a lot more people that are like me in this, that they're tuning in for the tournament. They're having a good time. And maybe they're hardcore NFL fans, and that's why they listen to the show. But like, they want to have some fun with their office pool. They'll brag about it if they win. They won't talk about it if they lose. And there's nothing wrong with that. So I've decided that despite what my 22-year-old self or 24-year-old self might hate about this segment, We're doing it anyway.
Let's get to it.
So here's the game. Anthony and I have in front of us both the men's. I don't know if I'm actually holding up the men's. Oh, no, that's the women's. Because I'm backwards. They have the men's and the women's bracket. On there are 32. Actually, it's more than that because of the play-in games. But 30 whatever teams on each side. Anthony and I had a draft earlier in the day to pick five teams apiece that we're going to play in this guessing game, which doesn't have a name. We didn't bother to think of a name. It's the fun tournament game on the Huffman Show. Here are the criteria that you can accumulate points in. So we're going to say a team. Then if I say mine, then Anthony's going to try to give me for that team the mascot, the city and state. Those are 2 points. City for 1 point, state for another. That the school is located in. And then can you name the coach and a single player on that team? And I thought this would be fun because Anthony actually does pay attention to college basketball, but there are times that I'm not so sure he knows where anything is on a map. And so...
Good gracious.
You earned that.
You are right, though.
Yeah, I was going to say that like you didn't earn it. And so, from the geography and like the general knowledge standpoint, I think I have an advantage. From a basketball standpoint, he's got an advantage, but I don't know nothing and neither does he, so thus it should be a good time. Are we clear? Oh, the last thing on the rules to clarify here is we are incentivized to pick schools that we know because if, let's say, Anthony gets 3 of the 5 right of a school that I name, I have a chance to steal the other 2. So, are we all clear on the rules here?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, with that said, I have a chart made over here to keep track of everything. Of course, I've also, Anthony, pulled up my schools. I just typed them in a Google search, hit a new tab. I didn't look at anything. I didn't even let the pages load, but that way I can correctly go look up the answers on my list. So off we go. Anthony, you had the first pick in the draft. What school am I trying to guess first?
So the first school you're trying to guess is Bryant University. Earl Timberlake, DeMatha Catholic product. From here, he plays on that team. He's the player of the year of the American East. Oh, my gosh. I'm giving you points. Sorry.
I wish I was paying more attention. I can't even repeat what you just said back to you.
Bryant University.
Is Bryant University in the state of New York?
It is not.
Son of a gun. I know I am 0 for 5 on Bryant University, to be honest. I don't know what city it's in. I know what state it's in. I don't know what time zone it's in. I don't know the mascot. I certainly don't know a player, even though you just said one, someone from DeMatha, and I don't know the coach. So, Anthony, fill it in. How many points are you taking from me here?
All right, so, Brian, I actually learned this earlier. It's in, not earlier today, like earlier this year.
Okay, I was about to say, you cheating?
Smithfield, Rhode Island.
Okay.
The player I'm going to name is Earl Timberlake.
Old Earl?
Yep, Earl.
Okay.
What are the other two categories?
Coach and mascot.
Oh, Bryant Bulldogs. I don't know the coach.
Oh, I did know that. Son of a gun. I should have just guessed a bulldog. Yeah. It's a pretty safe guess.
Yep. I don't know the coach, though.
Okay. All right. Do we want to look up the coach?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, why don't you look that up real quick? And then Anthony's got 4 points on the board.
So the coach is, Phil Martelli.
I
should know that.
Martelli's there?
Junior.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Dang.
I should have known. They literally said his name during the broadcast, too. God dang.
All right. Well, that's 4 for you. 0 for your boy. That's a heck of a pick by you.
Yes, sir.
All right. First one for you. I'm going to the women's bracket because I was like, let's see how many players and I know the coach. Can I remember from last year? Plus, you're going to get the state or you actually are the world's biggest moron. I don't mean that offensively. I'm just saying you're going to get the state, but let's see if you can get the city. How about the Iowa women? How much do you remember from watching however many Caitlin Clark games you watched last year?
Not too much.
Okay. Mascot, Iowa.
Hawkeyes.
All right, that's 1 point for Anthony. Good. City?
I don't know.
Des Moines.
Ah! Yeah, I wasn't going to get that. I think I should have just said the capital.
You should have. So that's finally one on the board for me. State?
Iowa.
Okay, good. Excellent job out of you. Not embarrassing. All right, player and coach.
So the player, I know she wears 45.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with a C. Is it something?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm looking for either Sydney of Falter or Hannah Stolke, I think is who you're
Hannah Stolke! Ah!
Yeah. And their coach?
I should know their coach. I don't know.
Jan Jansen. Lisa Bluter retired. It's now Jan Jansen. All right. My strategy worked off.
I got 2 points, though.
And let me double check and make sure that I didn't just mess up the city that I was in. They're in Des Moines, right? University of Iowa. No, it's in Iowa City. Iowa State's in Des Moines. That's not right. Son of a gun. Oh, man. I'm glad I double checked. I mean, I'm not glad I double checked. I'm glad I double checked for my integrity. Oh, that hurts. That hurts. Oh, God. All right, so it's 6-2 after one round. We will finish the game. We have 4 more schools each. It took a while to explain the rules. So now that we're all on the same page, and we know that University of Iowa is in Iowa City, not Des Moines, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish the game. Then Dave Johnson's going to join us at 6:30. But first, the latest on the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want at Wawa. With customizable, crispy, roasted chicken sandwiches. All right, it's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are playing either the best or the worst NCAA tournament game that you'll hear on radio or on any other broadcast media today. A very simple trivia game between myself and Anthony. We've picked 5 schools apiece off of the NCAA tournament brackets, and we are competing for points of basic information about the schools, both on and off the floor. Anthony, your next team that you have me to pick. So it's 6-2 after the first round because I thought that Iowa was in Des Moines. It's not. It's in Iowa City. Caitlin Clark from Des Moines. That's why it was in my head. But Anthony, your second team that I am going through this process with is?
Florida.
Florida. Okay.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, they're the Gators. They're from Gainesville, Florida.
Okay.
So that's 3 points straight away for me. Let's go. Dun, dun. Is Billy Napier their coach?
Nope.
Was he their coach at some point?
I don't know. Think so? I don't know.
Okay.
It's Todd Golden.
Okay.
Do you know a player?
No.
Their best player is Walter Clayton.
Walter Clayton. See, I'm guessing he's an NBA prospect considering they're a number one seed.
He's nasty.
Yeah.
He can shoot.
I should really shoot. I haven't gotten into my NBA draft stuff yet outside of like knowing Flag and a couple other names. Yeah. All right. So that's 2 more for Ant, but at least I made up ground there. All right, Anthony, your next one. It's Wofford College.
I know their mascot is a terrier.
Dang. What else you got?
I need to figure out the state.
City and state, and then player and coach if you got it.
Is it in one of the Carolinas?
I'm not telling you. You got to guess.
I'm going to go South Carolina.
God dang it!
I ain't got the city, though, for you.
Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Yeah, I wasn't getting that, sir.
The next, see, I grew up not too far from Wofford, which is why I picked it. Spartanburg, South Carolina. Wofford, where Carolina Panthers have training camp every year, at least where they used to have training camp every year. I have no idea who their player and coach on Wofford.
I don't either.
All right, we're not going to take time to look it up. All due respect to Wofford, but we're running short on time. All right, next up, Anthony, who do I got?
You have the Duke Blue Devil women.
Oh, okay. Oh, first of all, one.
This is going to help you out, Craig.
This is going to help me out a lot.
I'm helping you out, sir.
But you got 2 on that one, and I got 1 on that one. So it's 11-6. But it's about to be... Well, we'll see.
You should go 5-0 here.
I should go 5-0. I'm going to go 4. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know a player. But they are the Duke Blue Devils. They are in Durham, North Carolina. They are coached by Kara Lawson.
I was about to say, you cannot get this wrong, Greg.
And I should know their best player, but I don't.
So one of the players is Jaden Donovan. She went to Sitwell.
Okay. All right. So Ant got a point there for 1. I got 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's now 12-10 going into your third team, which is Troy. We're going with the men of Troy.
Okay. So Troy Trojans.
Dang it.
They are in Alabama.
Yes.
Is the city Troy?
Son of a... That's where I was hoping to get you. That's where I was hoping to get you. The Troy Trojans from Troy, Alabama. I got nothing on player or coach, so.
Oh, their best... I don't know their best player or their coach.
I don't either.
Hey, come on, Craig.
15-10.
Let's go.
Dang. Dang. All right. Who do I got next?
The next team I have is McNeese.
Oh, God. Are they in Tennessee somewhere?
I don't know. I really just picked them because one of their players played at Syracuse, and now he's one of the best players there.
I think they're in... Let me give a guess. It's somewhere north of Nashville, I think.
I'll get you right. Hold on.
Nope, they're not. They're in Lake Charles, Louisiana. All right, so that's a no. You got a player?
Yep.
All right, who's the player?
Kwaji Copeland.
Okay. So that's a point for Anthony. Did you have the mascot? Because I didn't until I looked it up.
No, I don't know. I don't know the mascot.
And you don't got the coach either.
No.
Dang. Dang. Anthony's destroying me in this game.
Well, I only got 1 point. Because I just knew one player.
It's 16-10 right now with three total schools to go.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Anthony. Lipscomb. What you got for me on Lipscomb?
Okay. So Lipscomb. Lipscomb. I know where it is. It's in Tennessee. I don't know the city. I only know a couple cities. You got...
Come on.
Oh, Nashville. Nashville,
God,
Tennessee.
Dang it. That's where I was hoping to steal two points. Yeah, I was hoping to score 2 points on Nashville and Tennessee, and you got it. My plan has really backfired. I got nothing else on Lipscomb.
I don't know their mascot.
I think they might be the Buffaloes based off the picture. Lipscomb, are they the Bison? Lipscomb, oh, they're the Bisons. So that's 2 more points for Anthony. All right, last two. I got 1, you got 1. I've already pretty much lost. American. Okay, so we've run into a problem with American here. Because I'm gonna give myself 2 points for Washington, D.C. Because they're here.
Yeah, they are.
And
you should know their coach.
I should know their coach. I don't. I know their general manager is David Aldridge.
Yes.
But there's no city and state because D.C. famously not a state. But I'm giving myself 2 points for D.C.
Okay, that's fair.
Still going to lose.
You have a player?
Nope.
So their coach, Dwayne Simpkins.
Oh, God, I did know that somewhere deep in my brain.
And yep. Then player Greg Jones, he played locally here. They got a couple like local players.
Of course they do, and you know the high school scene.
Yeah.
Which is why this was smart for you to pick, dumb for me. This is really embarrassing, Anthony. I'm blanking on their mascot.
Their mascot is, oh, come on. The Patriots. I'm pretty sure it's the Patriots.
Well, now that you're like, I'm pretty sure, I feel a little less bad about it. But it's
American
like
University Patriots. I'm 1,000% sure.
That's wrong, Anthony. There's
I'm
evil.
Wrong?
Anthony just lost the game. I won the game!
Oh, no, no. Eagles. Yeah, Eagles. Eagles. It's American University. Eagles.
God, I am.
It's the Eagles, right?
Ugh. This is, yes, it's embarrassing for both of us. All right, last one. I tried to fool Anthony, and I thought, what would be the funniest thing for Anthony not to know basic info about? And I picked an Ivy League school. And then, Anthony, you apparently studied here?
Yes.
Yale.
Yeah, so when I was in high school, I studied there for a summer. But yeah, I was in New Haven, Connecticut for how many weeks? Six or eight weeks?
Keeping track of the points anymore. You've won by a lot. Yeah, New Haven.
Bez and Bang the player.
I was between them and Harvard on the women's side, and little did I know, Anthony actually studied at both, couldn't remember where Harvard was. This is all stuff that happened earlier today as we were setting this up. Because I tried to revoke this choice and Anthony was like, nope, too late. And he watches Ivy League men's basketball. So yeah. Go ahead. Get mascot?
Yale Bulldogs?
Yes. City and state, New Haven, Connecticut. You already said it. You gave me a player. You got their coach too, just to wax it off?
No, I don't have a coach.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony's won the game.
That was fun, Craig.
Even more definitively than Anthony's won the game, I've lost the game. Dave Johnson joins us next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right corner, Kispert open for three. It's there.
Time to get the radio party started.
Feeds now the right block of Alsar. Slam.
It's time for Dave Johnson on a Wizards game day.
Locked by Koulibaly. Left wing George. Three on the clock for three. It's there.
Feel like busting loose. Busting loose.
Crossover step back. Three. Oh. Jordan Poole.
You are cool.
I feel like busting loose. Busting loose now.
On the Hoffman Show.
It's a game day. It's Dave here on the Team 980 joining us from Portland, where the Wizards will take on Denny Avdia and the Blazers tonight. And we'll get into all of that in a second. But Dave, first of all, hello. How are you? How are you doing?
No, I feel well. And by the way, there's a time change. And,
yes.
And I'm just reminded of that all of a sudden the phone rings and I'm thinking, oh, I wonder who could be calling me. But it's the Hoffman Show because it is 6:30 Eastern time. And I was surprised, 3:30. So I have to remember there's a time change, so
yes.
I don't miss the game.
Yes, you are a 7 o'clock local tip, I believe, tonight, 10 p.m. here on the East Coast, which puts our pregame at 9:45 Eastern, 6:45 for you, Dave. 6:45 for you on whatever device you're looking at right now. But, Dave, we just played a game on our show because we know our strengths on this show, and we could try to break down the brackets by reading a couple articles and then pretending like we know a damn thing. We don't. At least I don't, as the host of this show. So we played a game about the NCAA tournament bracket where we came up with five categories, and then Anthony and I each picked a bunch of schools to try to quiz each other, and we wanted to see how you would do at this game. So we have picked one school for you to try to tell us the mascot, the city and state of this school, and then can you name a single player or a single coach or the head coach of this program? Are you ready to play our game that we've kind of put you in no bind or no position to say no to play?
Well, ready is not. By the way, took me 14 hours to get here yesterday from Washington. That's a whole other story. But I'll give it a go.
You can't do worse than I did, Dave. So here's the school. What can you tell us about High Point University? Can you give us their mascot?
Oh gosh, yes. High Point. Oh man. Yeah, tell me what it starts with.
It starts with a P.
It's not the Paladins, which is Furman.
No, that is correct. Furman. I grew up very close to Furman, actually.
So, Panthers?
They are the High Point Panthers. Hey, that's one point for Dave. All right, where is High Point University located? We're looking for a city and a state. Each are worth a point.
North Carolina.
Yes.
Is it High Point, North Carolina?
It is High Point, North Carolina. Which, Dave, I don't know if you know this, High Point, North Carolina, the furniture capital of the world.
Well, I did know, North Carolina, big-time furniture. In fact, years ago, I was doing I'm going to tell you a boring story that you didn't ask
for. Let's go.
I was trying to do something in Charlotte, and I could not get a rental car. There was no rental car to be had in the state because a furniture convention was going on, and it's the biggest thing in the world. Yeah, it's furniture and textiles used to be North Carolina.
Yep, and you know, I grew up in South Carolina. Plenty of textiles there once upon a time. Not so much anymore because of technology and other things. So, Dave, I'm going to guess a player and a coach. You're not going to have much there. I'm guessing.
No.
Yeah. Okay. But hey, 3 out of 5 ain't bad.
Yeah. No. I'll take that.
Anthony, you got any player or coach? You're going to steal points from Dave like you stole them from me?
Not right now. Not off the top of my head, no.
And I only know the fact that they're the Panthers because I looked it up. All right, Dave's with us, not to play our silly game, but he did play our game, and he told us a fun story. So there you go. Dave, earlier in the show, we talked about this game tonight, or used the game tonight, I should say, as an excuse to revisit perhaps the biggest news item between these two teams over their entire histories, when you include two of them together, at least going back to, you know, like the 70s, when they were both really, really good, and that is the Denny Avdia trade from about 10 months ago. As you've watched Denny really play well over the last, especially the last three games, but really over the last couple of months here, what has it meant to you to watch him perform at the level he does, and how do you evaluate this trade 10 months later that seemingly did accomplish what each side was setting out to do in it?
Well, I think that's the bottom line. It was a trade where each side set out to do based on, you know, where they were in their career. Of course, a young career for him, but I'm just so happy that it doesn't surprise me. And I'm sure it doesn't surprise the Wizards. He was not traded because they thought, all right, you know, we've seen the best of Denny Avdia. they knew that, that he still had an upside. But this is, as you're seeing with the way, you know, Will Dawkins is drafting and trading and, well, specifically drafting, you're not going to be able to keep everyone. And so there are going to be tough decisions to be made. And so, and that was a tough, that was a tough decision. And, you know, trades are made between teams, not on post-game shows. In other words, you can only make the deal if the other team is willing to make the deal. You can't, you know, say, people used to call the post-game and say, well, I always trade three second-round picks for LeBron James or whatever. I mean, in other words, you know, we don't know what other teams, other players might have been interested in. But Denny Avdia was the one that clearly the Blazers wanted for good reason. And it does not surprise me one bit. He's doing the way doing as well as he did because, quite frankly, the trade caught everyone, including Denny, off guard. But, you know, this is as you're building for the future. I'm glad somebody else has to make those decisions because the group of young players that I've been around with this team, I wouldn't want to trade any of them. But you can only play five at a time.
And I think that's a huge deal. It's something that we had our pal Tom Haberstroh on, who's a great NBA analyst. I'm sure you're familiar with Tom's work. And he does some work for the Blazers TV broadcast, which is why we had him on to talk about it. And one of the things that Tom and I were talked about is how, well, yes, there's a way that Denny Avdia probably fit their timeline, even perhaps this contract that he's on is amazing. I understand why the Blazers absolutely want him. I also look at the opportunities created on the Washington side for guys like Bilal to not only play more, but have the ball in their hands more. Looking at it purely through the Washington lens of what the opportunity created was, how do you think this season has played out for guys like Bilal and some of the other wing players that have probably gotten more opportunity simply because there was less of a glut, less competition for minutes, more minutes available even is probably the better way to phrase that at that position?
No, I think you just summed it up right there. And that was, you know, my point about if there's only five guys you can put on the floor at the same time, or you can only develop so many players at the same time. So again, you look at the other night against Denver, who was involved. The, you know, obviously Alex Starr is not a wing player, but you know, Keshawn George making ice water and vein shots. He did the other night against Detroit in the win. There's all our rookies, all the Wizards rookies, and the young players. They're getting more minutes than any other rookies. And it's turning into results, and not always win results. I guess I shouldn't use that phrase because obviously we don't have a good record. Although, you know, last whatever 20 games, 9-11, it's been a much different uptick, and which is what you wanted to see toward the end of the season. But these guys are getting opportunities, and again, it's not a PR line or a sales line. They love their rookies. They're 20 year old. They cannot wait to get to work every night. This is still a joy for them, and it rubs off on me to be around them. No, they don't like you know, losing because they're not in this league because they're losers. They're in this league because they're winners, but they're going to keep fighting.
Dave Johnson with us here on the Hoffman Show. One thing I loved about this weekend, that game in Denver, Jordan Poole hits the game winner. And then I think it was Bub afterwards was asked about all of it. And he goes, one of our tenets is joy. And like, that was fun, was basically the answer. But the fact that they talk about having fun with each other, what was it like for you? You've been doing this a long time, Dave. You've been through a lot of really great seasons. Obviously, ones like the last couple have been pretty tough. Not a lot of joyous moments. But to get to be on the mic for a moment like that Poole game winner, what was that like for you personally?
Well, it has been fun the last 2 years. You know, you mentioned Denny Avdia. Boy, was he a great guy to be around. And you know, after games, you know, picking apart and saying, I've got to do better than this or got to do better than that. And they're all like that. And that's just there's no jadedness. That's probably not even a word, but that's what happens when you don't even know what time it is out here in Portland. And they just get after it. And this is, I'm having a blast. And look, I'm having a blast because of the effort and the way they play each night. And because of our situation, or if you're a team bound for the playoffs like Detroit or like Denver, you don't want to lose to the Wizards at home, quite frankly. And you know, your fans have it penciled in as a win. And that's why when you think about the win in Detroit the other night and, you know, Denver, that's you know, they came back from eight down. I mean, this is the other thing. When I say this team does not give up, I'm not just saying that. You know, you're in Denver, the Mile High City, which has always been a tough place to play, the whole altitude business and all that. You're down by eight. You could easily say, well, they're going to get crushed. They're going to get put away. Finally, the better team will flex and put them away, and that didn't happen.
Dave Johnson will be on the call tonight. Wizards and Blazers coming up. 6:45 is almost the time now, Dave, here. 3 hours from now, it'll be time there, and that's when you start the pregame.
There we go. And I'm already in game mode.
He's fired up. He's ready to go. We got you ready with our game, Dave.
There we go. Thank you. I love that game. Love that game, by the way.
Yeah. We know our strengths. Our strengths are not giving bracket knowledge. It's playing silly games that make fun of ourselves and make us look very, very silly. And we crush
that. Those are good questions. Some teams have played. You know, by the way, former college coaches sometimes have been stumped of what city a certain school is or whatever.
I get it. Sometimes it's in the name. Other times you gotta go figure it out. I went 0-5 on Bryant, Dave. I don't know if you know anything about Bryant University. The funny thing is Anthony told me all the answers, and I think I'd go 0-5 again.
So Bryant is in Rhode Island, right, or no?
Yeah, it's in Rhode Island. See, you know more about Bryant than me.
Well, which, yeah, Bryant, I knew.
Low bar.
Give me the name. I might take a stab at it.
Yeah, all right. So note to self, if we ever get into trouble with Dave or we don't have anything to talk about, we can just play this game again. All right. Dave, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time, as always.
Bye.
All right, that's Dave Johnson with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, we wrap things up with real things real people said into real microphones. It's The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Tomorrow on the show, probably get a little Take Command taste. Logan and I are recording tomorrow morning, so we'll try to give you a piece of our Take Command mailbag here on the show. Or, Anthony, do we just take a question that Logan and I answered, and then we answer it? Which kind of makes you Logan Paulson. How do you feel about that?
It's a lot of pressure.
I feel like we should just play Logan.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's too much pressure.
So, Take Command on the radio tomorrow. And then, this I'm very much looking forward to. Every year around the NCAA tournament, I play phone a friend because, as we clearly established earlier on today, bracket analysis is not where I thrive. Okay? But if only I had a friend who many of you know and love who called college basketball games all year for ESPN. Oh, wait, I do. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow on the show, Kevin Brown, play-by-play voice of the Baltimore Orioles. But also play-by-play broadcaster for ESPN, has spent the year calling ACC, Big East. What else did he call this year? I can't even remember all the conferences anymore because they've all changed. I'm like, he called that team, but what? The American? He's called the American a lot. I think he does the American tournament, the American Athletic Conference. So looking forward to that. Kevin Brown on the show tomorrow, boys and girls.
Yes, sir.
And then Wednesday, I think we're going to go take a visit to Denton's office.
Ooh, right. Oh, yeah.
And then we can also do some bracket breakdown then.
Need that.
And then Thursday and Friday, you're going to hear the tournament here on the Team 980. Now, I'm not trying to rub this in, Anthony. I'm just trying to give the people the information. I will be off those 2 days. Anthony was asked to come in those 2 days because he's going to help on the Grant and Danny show. So, Anthony, I feel like we should try to play a game with that because I'm an unserious person.
What kind of game is this?
Like, you know when sometimes, like Jimmy Kimmel does this, right? Well, he'll have a player on or they'll call a player and be like, hey, we need you to use this word in a press conference.
Mm.
What if we gave you like a secret word that you have to say at some point while you're on the Grant and Danny show? Filling in because they have some people out and you happen to not have a show to do those days.
Yeah.
And so you got asked to hop down the hall.
I think that would be a good bit.
Yeah, I think so. Here's what we need. Tomorrow during Real Things, which will be at 5:45 tomorrow because we're off at 6 because we have Nat spring training, which works because if we do it for this segment, those guys listen to us on the way home. So if they're off at 6:30, we can't do it. So we need to decide and determine this tomorrow while they're still on the air and they don't know what's happening. So hopefully they're not listening right now. If they are, well, you're not going to know what the word is. But we need nominations for a word that Anthony can slip into the Grant and Danny show. I would love two. I'd love a Thursday word and a Friday word.
All right.
And then we just have to remember for you to do it.
Bet, say no more.
All right. And then on Monday, we can play it in a segment we like to call Real Things, Real People Said, into real microphones.
Real things.
We're not going to be served this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
First Take is not my favorite show, but they do have some funny bits. One of the best ongoing bits is how Shannon Sharp continues to pick the Lakers over the Thunder. This was today's version.
Yeah. Shannon Sharp standing up and going like this. OKC, UFC, KFC. Lakers are bad. That's what I expect to hear. But instead, I'm hearing a brother hedging his bet. That's what I'm hearing.
Hold on. Stephen A., I did not perk. I did not see LeBron working out. Now that I saw the little snippet just before we got this thing and I saw it working out, guess what, Stephen A.? The Thunder, a Boost Mobile bundle, WWE Royal Rumble. Lakers in 5.
So, Chad.
What was that Chad, one? I need that one again.
Chad.
Why is Perk trying to make a point after that?
I don't know. He should just be laughing because, good gracious, what?
What'd he say? Okay. He said
Thunder, a Boost Mobule bundle. WWE Royal Rumble.
Lakers in five. Incredible. First Take, the show that proves even a broke clock is right twice a day. That's our show. See you tomorrow.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.